forget your address and credit card data? What if all of your personal details were available to crooks without them even resorting to hacking? A major data breach for Barclays Bank is raising big questions, even if you don't know much about that facility and bank. I talked about what to do and what you do need to know with Adam Levin, co-founder of Credit.com and Identity Theft 911.
We have to look at Barclays as a cautionary tale, because the information that was breached in the Barclays breach is just devastatingly complete. I mean, we're talking about pretty much every piece of personal identifying information you can imagine, as well as investors' attitudes about risk, some health information, some very, very specific contact information. I mean, they got the full boat.
We look at Target, Neiman Marcus, Barclays, the list goes on. It just seems that, I know it's not just one group doing it, but there's a roving band of crooks out here, and they seem to be infiltrating all of these sites and entities.
We have to shift our thinking. We have to stop thinking that identity theft is preventable. Yes, we have to minimize our risk of exposure any which way we can, but it's more important for us to focus on the second two elements of what happens in an identity theft situation. The first is to monitor. You can self-monitor. You can go to annualcreditreport.com and get credit reports. Come to sites like credit.com and see your credit from a higher level, as well as get free scores that are updated monthly. You can look at your bank accounts and your credit card accounts on a daily basis just to make sure that every transaction looks right. You can enroll for free with most banks, credit card companies, and credit unions in what they call transactional monitoring, where you're notified every time your credit card or debit card is used or your bank account is accessed. You can even get much more sophisticated monitoring programs at a price. You just have to determine if the price is worth the investment, but when you see what's going on, probably more and more every day. And the last element is you have to have a damage control program. And there are many damage control programs available, many of them free as a perk of your relationship with an insurance company, bank, credit union, or through the HR department of where you work. You need to make a phone call, call your insurance agent, your bank rep, your credit union rep, or your HR department, and find out if there's a damage control program, if you're in it, if you're not, what you need to do to get in it, if you have to pay anything for it, and then make the decision as to whether or not it's worth it. I suspect you'll believe at the end that whatever you need to do, you got to do something.
Adam, I think pointing the finger of blame can often lead to no good, maybe not even make you feel all that much better. But I'm just wondering, if we lump it all together, whether it's a bank, a grocery store chain, a retail outlet, have we been let down by the system? Or has it just been that all of these companies are way behind the crooks? And that's why we're in this pickle now.
I think it's a series of things. I think for years, business was more covetous of intellectual property and trade secrets than they were of what I believe is their most precious asset, which is the personal identifying information of their employees and their customers. That being said, I think that the bad guys are a number of years ahead of the good guys. There's just too much money on the other side. And the truth is, with most consumers, you know, we have day jobs, we have lives, we have distractions. For an identity thief, we are their day job. And we have to keep that in mind. This has become such an incredibly lucrative line of work. And we're not just talking about opening new accounts or taking over credit card accounts that exist. We're also talking about medical identity theft, criminal identity theft, child identity theft, synthetic identity theft, tax-related identity theft. My gosh, it's estimated that the U.S. Treasury will lose $21 billion over the next 5 years based on tax-related identity fraud. And that's because a lot of gangs have decided that they get more for the buck and they're safer by sitting in a living room in a motel in their pajamas, entering data into a computer and filing fake tax returns than doing drug deals in the middle of the night in dark streets.
Adam Levin, he's co-founder of Credit.com and Identity Theft 911.